from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Jeremy Siegel. This week on Right Nowish, host Pendarvis Harshaw speaks with one of the biggest names in nail art here in the Bay Area, Vivian Rahe. And yes, you heard correctly there, I said nail art as in fingernail art. These aren't just manicures. The acrylic nails are hand-painted and can be more than 3 inches long. On them, you might see intricate portraits of Captain Marvel and Mulan. Pendarvis went to go meet Vivian at her shop, where she's trying to get nail artistry the recognition it deserves, and nail artists the wages, benefits, and shine that they deserve too.
I'm in Fremont, and behind me is the entrance to Pampernail Gallery. I'm interested to find out how you can use something as simple as nails, a very small canvas, to tell a story of expressing yourself. Smells like nails are getting done. Oh yeah, my nose here is tingle.
For those who can't see your nails, can you describe what's going on there?
I have Cruella de Vil painted across my nails, and she's like cackling. And all of it is done with gel. So imagine like her face without any features, this one gray blob in the shape of her face. And then I cure it, so it's like completely dry. And then you go in and you put the eyeballs, the row of teeth, and then her tongue, and you cure step by step. And pretty soon, you're just outlining her under eye creases and her nostrils, and then you're done.
My friend who introduced me to your work, her nails are always kind of mixed match, you know, this and that, one nail not done at all. How do you see people using their nails to express what they're going through?
One of the best things about nails is it's one of the things that you can do for yourself that's truly for you. And I get to fully enjoy this piece of artwork. And I think that that's why I enjoy doing my own nails so much, because I can just think of whatever I want to do, like Luther Vandross or random like product labels. Sometimes I'll be walking in Target. I'll be like, I like this Aunt Jemima box. Who wants Aunt Jemima on their nails? And then somebody will be like, me. And then we'll just do it. Or like movies will come out. And I actually put a poll on my Instagram, like who is brave enough to get the nun on their nails? And then one of our clients was like, me. And like her boyfriend paid for it because he thought it was awesome. And so we love stuff like that.
What does this represent in terms of your mission overall as an artist or as an entrepreneur?
I'm more of the type of person, like, I like to build teams rather than just be like, I'm at the forefront of it, like, I'm doing it all. But really, that's not true, because it's this whole team, and they've been putting in the work along with me. And so I think that we're doing it for the future of the beauty industry. We're doing it also for people who don't necessarily have the means to go to a four-year college and go to graduate school and get an actual, like, serious career, as society would describe it. That doesn't mean that their lives can't be as good as someone, you know, who works at Google or who works at any startup. We've risen to a point where nails have become more of like a luxury art item. So it's just like cool to be at the forefront of that revolution.
I have to be honest, like the whole interview, I've been like hiding my hands.
No.
I'm like self-conscious. Like, first of all, I have old man hands, right? And, I do. My hands like wrinkled. And then like, yeah, I bite my nails sometimes.
That was Pendarvis Harshaw speaking with Vivian Rahe, owner of Pamper Nail Gallery in Fremont, for KQED's Right Nowish. We'll tweet out a link to Penn's web post where you can see some of these nails. We're at KQED News, and you can follow Right Nowish on the NPR One app. I'm Jeremy Siegel.
Funding for Right Nowish comes in part from Akwunadi Foundation, supporting the development of powerful social change movements to eliminate structural racism.